NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. Greg, coming off a tough loss against Seattle, what were your initial takeaways after watching the game live?
I had mixed feelings because part of me felt like the Seahawks won a methodical game in which they pretty much controlled it. But another part of me felt that the Eagles played very well in the first half, were right in the game, and if it weren't for a few mistakes of their own doing, that they would have had a chance to sneak away with a victory in maybe one of the toughest stadiums in the NFL to play. So I really had mixed feelings seeing the game live.
Let's transition now to Monday Night Football. Let's start with Aaron Rodgers and the offense in Green Bay. Over the course of the last 18 months, the last 24 months, what have you seen from Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback?
There may be no better example than Aaron Rodgers of the difference between, let's say, watching on TV perhaps and seeing numbers and watching coaching tape. Because the numbers are there. Even last year, the numbers ended up great. I think the numbers this year, what, he has 24, 25 touchdowns, maybe only 6 or 7 interceptions. The numbers are good. The tape is not. And what you're seeing when you watch Aaron Rodgers now, and taking into account everything you said, which is true, he's an unbelievable thrower, but right now he's playing with no sense of timing, no sense of rhythm, no sense of structure within an offense that he clearly knows very, very well because he's been in the same offense for a very long time. So now you're dealing with a player that's capable of the spectacular on any play, but those plays have become more and more random.